Year after year, member states meet at this conference to work toward disarmament. Unfortunately, progress has been slow. For decades, we were unable to agree on a way forward for disarmament negotiation. With the current geopolitical climate and escalating tension between nuclear weapon states, the threat of a nuclear war becomes ever present. This should encourage us to act with more urgency, think of the consequences of our inaction, and galvanize stronger political push for a nuclear-free world. Today, allow me to share 2 points for us to move forward. First, renewing our commitment to nuclear disarmament. Let us remind ourselves that the NPT requires us to pursue nuclear disarmament goals in good faith. All member states of the conference should embrace this spirit by demonstrating political will, rebuild trust, promoting inclusivity, and exerting utmost flexibility. Constructive and genuine participation will be key for the resumption of the conference mandate as the single multilateral negotiating forum on disarmament. Second, strengthening global nuclear disarmament architecture. Colleagues, the Treaty of Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons complements and reinforces disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. Therefore, I reiterate my call for countries to support the treaty and its norms. We also look forward to the early entry into force of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty and the adherence of the nuclear weapons countries to nuclear weapons-free zone treaties. Today, I express my hope that the conference can commence its substantive work and negotiation on cessation of the arms race and nuclear disarmament, prevention of nuclear war, negative security assurances, and prevention of an arms race in outer space. Excellencies, Madam President, the future of this conference is in the hands of its member states. Concrete action we take today can go a long way in our efforts for the total elimination of nuclear weapons. I thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.